Islam will unite us all.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين ومن والاهم إلى يوم الدين. Our lesson today inshallah will be on نظام الأسرة في الإسلام. نظام الأسرة في الإسلام means family life in Islam. And you can see the diagram is a triangle which husband, wife, and children. This triangle is a very important triangle in life, which is these three members in one home. We can see that نشوء الأسرة كان مصاحبا لوجود الإنسان الأول آدم عليه السلام. The origin of family goes back to the beginning of creation of Adam alayhi salam. So that will show you the importance of family in al-Islam or in human life general. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala established it that way. We father Adam as the father of human family and his wife Hawa. So that was the first family, Adam and Hawa. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, which is the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa is Surah number 4, Ayah 1. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa basa minhuma rijalan kathiran, wa taqu allaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arhama, inna allaha kana alaykum raqiban. Here Allah is addressing humankind, human family. He said, O mankind, be mindful of your duty to your Lord, who created you from a single soul. And from that soul, he created his companion. And from the two, he created countless men and women. Then you have to fear the one who set that process. Then he said, fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights. And be mindful of the womb that bore you. Indeed, Allah is watching over you every glance of life. So Allah is explaining to us the process of creation and himself being the only one who supervised that process. So then we as Muslims, we have to be careful of how to maintain family life. We have seen in Sharia acts as main integrating factor in Islamic community by planning the economic, the political, the social, the moral aspect as it plans the social life as and the base and its basis and values. At the same time, Islam and Sharia establish and plan the family as the fundamental unit of social life. Because without the family, we cannot establish our social life. So then family is the fundamental unit of our social life, which founded on principles drawn by Sharia. Meaning if we want to establish that foundation, which is the fundamental unit, we have to go back to Sharia and to ask Sharia how to establish that family. So the principles determine, for example, how the family is formed. One of the principles, if you go to Sharia, Sharia will tell you how to perform, how to form the family. It's not just by your own choice and your own way to form the family. No. And the Sharia will define the relations between husband and wife It's not just the way you want to set the relations, but Sharia will set the relations between you and your wife. And between parents and children, Sharia will establish the rights and the duties between you and your children, and between you and your parents. And between members of the nuclear family, of their relatives. At the same time, Sharia will explain between you as a sub-family or branch of the main family and how to deal with the other relatives in the family. All that organized by Sharia. In Islam, family is the fundamental base of the social order. If we want to give order to our humanity, we have to establish family. You cannot have community without family. And without family, there is no social order whatsoever. If we don't have family, no social order. Yes. And if the family is strong, the foundation of the society will be strong. Then the situation here, or the matter here, is the family. Family is the fundamental base. If we structure the family and set the family in a proper way, you can see the reflect to the individual and the entire community. If you want to build a model society, we have to start with the building of the family. Because modern society cannot establish without the building of the family. But the most important for us is to question how to build a family. There is no need to think about how to build a country called America. The country is so big. How to build this country? What is the constitution? What is the judicial system? Don't focus on that. Focus on how to build a family. If you know how to build a family, you will know how to build a community, and you know how to build a government. Because family is the main root of everything in human society. Yes. There are many expectations and rights and obligations prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enforced by Sharia, and supposed to be observed by the group members of the family. There are many, many, many rights and duties we have to establish. Yes. So those rights and obligations is in Quran and Sunnah, prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we cannot establish rights and obligations in the family without going back to Al-Quran and Sunnah. Because we are talking about giving rights. حقوق العباد. Give others their rights, trying to avoid abusing the rights of others, because that is the beginning of killing freedom, because freedom is sacred, it's a property of man. Freedom is a property of yours, but you have to maintain freedom not to abuse the rights of others. If you abuse the rights of others, your freedom is gone. So now we are talking about family connection. And this family connection means humanity building, how to build ourselves as human family, as one family. Yes. Let's talk about the man. You have here, I just honored the man by calling him the husband, the wife, and the children. But basically it was the man, the woman, and the child. But we don't want to set it that way, because we are talking about family. And the first member of the family is the husband. It's not just a man. Yes, must be a husband.